We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brings it back in the other direction. You're on. Way out of the net and got trapped out there as he bumps in the corner. Here it is in front of the net.
The media mogul himself getting asked probably to do lots of media on the news that Lindy Ruff is back as Sabres head coach. Marty Baron joins us on the Western Hotline. Marty, good morning. You guys have an extended show today, a press conference, an exciting day.
Yeah, an exciting day, extended show. So it'll be 12 to 2 instead of the 12 to 1 on Sabres Live. Yes, the press conference is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But lots of reaction, lots of thoughts, both coming from Duffer and I. So it's going to be a fun show, and nothing like, a springtime off-season kind of full 2 hours in the week that the NFL draft is on. But, hey, we're going to take it.
Yeah, right. So, Marty, what is your reaction? I mean, I think, of course, Kevin Adams, when he spoke last week, talked about what this team needs right now, and he seemed to be very convicted in what he believes that is. Is Lindy Ruff what Kevin Adams is looking for right now?
Obviously I believe it is. When Kevin spoke to the media after letting go of Don Granato, he said, I have a clear idea of what I want. And so that told me, I didn't think it was going to be long. I didn't think it was going to be that quick either. But when you have an idea of what you want, and the fit is right, and the conversations go right, and it's easy to get done, it happens. It happens quickly. We've seen that from coaches the past little while here. Look at how Bruce Boudreau went from, Washington to Anaheim to Minnesota, like, really quickly. Why? Because he was in demand, and teams wanted him. And I think that Lindy Ruff is a really, really, really good coach, that if it wasn't the Buffalo Sabres, right now, there would be a lot of teams calling and interviewing Lindy Ruff because of what he did in New Jersey, especially, and how he's been able to adapt and adjust over the last many, many years that he's been behind the bench. It's not the same Lindy Ruff that coached, Dominic Hasek's team with Michael Pekka. And it's not the same Lindy Ruff that coached, Danny Briere and Chris Drury with Ryan Miller. He's learned and he's evolved and he's adapted, and all of this makes him a really good coach.
How much did that even change during your career, knowing that it would be, you just said it, like, even different now, but from when you first arrived to that 06, 07 territory, like, how much adapting did he do even in that time period?
So, I mean, when I first got to Buffalo in 99, the game as a whole in the NHL was completely different. We were trapping. We were strong, strict defensive zone coverage, trying to win games 2-1. And if we won a game 3-2, wow, we got to 3 goals, right? But that's why there was a lockout. That's why there was a change in the game, because the rules allowed for defensive-minded coaches to really take advantage of the game. The Jacques Lemaire and the trap in New Jersey and, all of those, systems were working. Now, when the league adjusted, no red line, much faster, much more penalized, penalty enforced type of league in 05-06, I noticed a change in the systems right away with Lindy. And plus, the personnel was different. he had a lot of ire and, you know, forwards, and so there was a change right there. But the one thing that I know, Lindy, is he demands a lot out of the players, not just effort, but hockey IQ, learning systems. Like, he would be on the bench halfway in the game and be like, guys, our 2-1-2 is not working. Our forecheck, our aggressive forecheck's not working. We're going 1-3-1 right now. We're going to stack the neutral zone. And you got to be able to make that adjustment on the fly. If you can't think the game and can't make the adjustment, you're not going to have success. And so he did the same thing with the Devils. Look at the guys with the Devils that had success. They're all higher-end IQ-type hockey players. You know, the Jack Hughes and the Nico Ischier. And, you know, these are guys that you don't have to explain the game to them. They know the game, and the coach that has those type of players, like Lindy Ruff, will do good. So I think that's what the changes that he did, not just over time, but how he adjusts in-game to certain situations.
Marty, are there any players in particular you think about that will really thrive from the change? Saying nothing of, you know, Don Granato did a nice job with a lot of these players, but is there anyone that comes to mind right away you think like, oh, this person is going to love, hate, whatever. They're going to get the best version of themselves with Lindy Ruff.
Well, they're all going to love him, and they're all going to hate him at any moment next season, right? And that's the thing with Lindy is he's, man, did I ever hate the guy at times because he was so demanding? And then you look back and you're like, man, that was so great to have. But at moments, he gave me, you know, opportunities to perform, and not only perform, but to perform better than I ever dreamed I would do it. So I think it's hard to answer individually because I think of Alex Tuch, for example. He had a fantastic season last year. And this year was his second best season in his career. So it's not like he had a massive drop off. Still were his best two seasons in his career, the last two seasons. But I think of an Alex Tuch and how Lindy used to talk to Chris Gratton and wanting him to be that power forward. And I know this is going to be the message to Tuch and how, you know, you can literally dominate games with your size, with your speed, with your skills. You can dominate game. Obviously, Tage, right, trying to get him to – he got to 30 this year. That's a great year. Again, Don Granato did a fantastic job developing those players. Now it's going to be up to Lindy and Kevin Adams and whatever coaching staff they put together to elevate that. And, you know, the identity of the Sabres was – you know, the last, well, 2 years ago was a high-scoring team and fast and playing with pace and all of it. Well, funny enough, the analytics didn't really show that. When you look at the Sabres the last few years, they were always bottom half in expected goals for. You know, they outperformed their expectation, but they were bottom half. When you look at the New Jersey Devils, they were top five in expected goals for. They played quick. They created a lot of offense. And I think there's a lot of players that are going to benefit from that if they're able to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, grasp the structure and the systems and play the way that Lindy has been coaching the last few years here.
And unexpected goals. I saw a stat from TSN that when Lindy got fired, the Devils were 12th in expected goal percentage, but 22nd in actual goals scored. Like the goalies in New Jersey and the injuries really seem to have, submarined this season. Do you subscribe to that idea that that happens in the NHL. If all of a sudden you have a bad half a year where goaltending is really letting you down, sometimes it is the coach that pays the price.
Yeah, and then, okay, so here, how about this one? Before Lindy got fired in New Jersey, the New Jersey Devils were fourth at 5-on-5 expected goals for. After Lindy Ruff left, the New Jersey Devils dropped to 19th. Again, that to me says that his offensive-minded structure is something that really the New Jersey Devils thrived on. The problem in New Jersey, and we all know, like, he got a great season 2 years ago from Vitek Vanacek. And then he got to the playoffs. It was Akira Schmid that beat the New York Rangers in shutouts after shutouts or whatnot. But this season, the New Jersey Devils had no goaltending at all. It was really, really bad. So you want to play a system where you want to be high-paced, high-pressure, offensive-minded. And he still did that within the numbers. The problem is you weren't getting saved. And, you know, that has been, unfortunately, and I'm not going to say that's a Lindy problem, but when he was in Dallas coaching the Dallas Stars, they had $12 million in two goalies that would carry Lettinen and Antiniemi. And really, they were getting $1 million worth of results, right? And that's what it was. And I'm not saying that's because his system is too loose. It was because the goaltending was a problem. And in New Jersey, the goaltending was a problem this year.
Marty, what do you make of the conversation about, like, the nostalgia part of this and, like, how much of it will be because you're making fans happy? I think it is kind of both ways, though, isn't it? Like, I'm sure maybe nationally more than locally, some will look at this and go, really? Like, kind of an eye roll. You're just bringing back the old coach. But I don't know. I feel like the Sabres would have had to have liked this hire for all the other reasons because they would know they'd be signing up for at least some pushback.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I did my list the very next day after Don Granato was let go, actually that same day, I mentioned five names that I thought were going to be candidates and higher-end candidates for the Buffalo Sabres, and Lindy Ruff was on my list and was actually in the top three guys. Now, you can never say, was he top of your list or not? Like, you need to obviously have the conversations with the candidates, which I did not have. I'm not in that position, but if you have had me put a list of candidates, Lindy Ruff was there. Look, I played with Lindy Ruff 16 years ago. It's not like I am like, oh, well, yeah, because he was my coach, I'd put him on the list. No, it's because of what he did, you know, last few seasons in New Jersey because of the coach that he is. But I look around the NHL, and it has happened plenty of times where coaches have been hired back with the same organization. Different GM, very often different GMs, maybe even two or three GMs down the road, but the same coach comes back because they're great coaches. Paul Maurice started with Hartford, Carolina, was let go, was brought back later, right? Daryl Sutter with Calgary was let go, was brought back later. Claude Julien in Montreal, Jacques Lemaire in New Jersey. Like, those are all great coaches. I've had great careers, and they got hired back. Why? Because they are still relevant in the league. They're still great coaches all these years later. So that is mostly the reasons why, Kevin Adams looked at Lindy Ruff. Look, does it feel great to see Lindy back here in Buffalo? Absolutely, because he was loved and he had success here. But that's not the reason why he's hired. I mean, I really look at all the numbers and say he was one of the top candidates for the job, and that's why he got the job.
What do you think, Marty? Assistant coach in your future? You know, you going to get in the coaching game?
No. I say this, and I don't want to sound bad. I am bad from the bench. I don't see the game well from the bench. I never had to. I saw it from the crease, or I saw it from, you know, the video and from above. I see the game from a better perspective when I'm not on the bench. I love the energy of the bench. But when I was sitting on the bench as a backup, I ate popcorn, M&Ms. I drank, you know, whatever you could put in my Gatorade bottle. Like, that's, I had fun. I enjoyed it. I kept the guys loose. Being a coach is different. So I keep telling people, for me, I love what I do now. I've said that to you guys before. I want to say role model, but somebody that I think had a really, really nice path to what he did and did it well, it was John Davidson.
Yeah.
He was one of the best analysts in hockey. He did everything. And then he moved into a front office positioning, and now he's the president of the Columbus Blue Jackets, but he was of the New York Rangers and the St. Louis Blues. Like that, I'm not saying that's my path, but I'm saying that's more a likeliness of what I would like to pursue at some point later in my life, as opposed to coaching. Coaching is from the bench is different.
Yeah. Well, Marty, we'll be listening today, the extended edition of Sabres Live, including the press conference from KeyBank Center, introducing Lindy Ruff. Thanks, Marty.
Have a great day, guys. Jeremy, just take a break from your wide receiver train for a little bit. Enjoy the news today, and then we'll see what the draft brings on, Thursday?
Yeah, on one condition. Which wide receiver do you want for the Bills?
Oh, I want the best.
All right.
Who's the best?
Marvin Harrison Jr.
I know, but that's not going to happen. But that's the one I would like.
All right, good. You're on the train. Thanks, Marty.
Okay, bye, guys.
Another guy on the train.
One vote for MHJ. All right. Go get him.
Sabres Live today, 12 to 2. And One Bills Live will be coming up 2 to 3, so a shortened version of their show to carry the Lindy Ruff press conference. Lindy and Kevin Adams, 1 o'clock today from KeyBank Center. Extendo Sports on the way. Quite a comment moments ago coming across the wire from the Chiefs general manager. We will have to put that into proper context before we go.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.